beyond the green and into the grace. Sharing my life with you, yours truly, Hyphenated Grace. Yesterday, I was talking to my friend about love, romantic love to be precise. We were discussing the shifts in the notions of romantic love over a period of time. We shared stories of people in love, friends whom we knew, sensational stories we had heard from our friends, and our own experiences. I told him about my friend who was deeply and madly in love as a teenager. And the more her family resisted it, the more adamant she became about it. She would have stories of her defiance to tell us every day. Her mother was fed up with the tension at home. I don't remember why her mother was so averse to the relationship, but she opposed it very strongly. My friend kept fighting it every day. The boy was her neighbor, so the issue gained more gravitas. Soon we parted ways, and by the time we had finished our undergraduate studies, I realized that she had moved on. New campus, new city, and new friends. She was no longer fighting for her love. I thought the relationship was more about the friction between her and her mother, and the romantic relationship was hardly the issue. My friend had similar stories to narrate of young people in love, the pangs of separation, the joy of reunions, the fear of losing the person, the fear of the future, the uncertainties. But the anticipation and the joy of being in love was the most amazing of all. He had a friend who maintained a relationship from the age of 14 and continued it as a long-distance relationship for several years, and later marrying the same person after 14 years. But the story did not end well, because after enjoying their marital bliss for 5 years, and after becoming parents, they decided to separate. All their friends were shocked, but they were adamant and parted ways soon. I was not surprised. I have seen people getting disappointed with each other and deciding to separate. I have friends who have told me how it became impossible to live together after a few years. I have a friend who told me how she was disappointed. The daily chores, the ordinary day-to-day existence sucked the life out of their relationship. Their love was not enough. It did not offer enough sustenance to their relationship, as it turned into a routine life, devoid of the excitement of romantic love. Life is full of surprises, right? Unexpected turn of events, unexpected guests who change our lives forever, lives that shape their own course. And as we turn older, we are amazed by how our lives have been lived. Have you felt the same? Have you thought of the twists and turns that you never imagined in your wildest dreams? I guess that's what makes living such an interesting experience. The surprises never cease to happen.